Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Monday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Charles Cook of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks so much for being with us. Charles and I are hunkering down here on the East Coast as Hurricane Sandy meets with the colder air and leads to the perfect storm, Frankenstorm. I don't know what term you prefer, Charlie, but we're riding it out, and we're even doing our jobs at the same time. So the good news today is the fact that for a long time, people have felt the momentum for Mitt Romney. They sense the surge in the national polls, and even a lot of the state polls looked better, including most of the key swing states. But the one thing that was just kind of lingering in the doubts of our minds was we haven't seen a poll where Mitt Romney's ahead in Ohio. There are ways for him to win the Electoral College without Ohio, but it's a whole lot easier with Ohio. Just in time, right on schedule, if you're a Romney supporter, 50-48, according to Rasmussen, Romney now ahead in the Buckeye State. That's obviously close. It's not being seen yet in some of the other polls, Charlie, but the first time we've seen this couldn't have come at a better time.
No, it couldn't. It couldn't have come at a better time. It is, as you say, just one poll. I'm glad that it's one poll that came today rather than, say, a week ago. The other interesting thing about Rasmussen is he gets a lot of criticism because he's seen as being a Republican pollster. But, you know, Rasmussen had Obama up for a while and has had Obama up in a lot of the states. And he's been quite a bouncy, actually. He now has Romney winning nationally. So having polled Ohio with Obama either tying or being in the lead for a long time, to see his poll this morning with a 50-48 lead to Mitt Romney is encouraging. Although I would say we need to keep working because one poll does not an election make.
Given the huge fundraising total in recent weeks from Romney, hopefully that's put into get out the vote efforts in critical states like Ohio. But some see this as the breaching of the blue wall. The Obama firewall is cracking. We'll see. We'll obviously have unlimited polls between now and next Tuesday. So if this is, in fact, the way Ohio is trending, and hopefully some other states as well, we should get some confirmation of that. But it's good to see this happening as it is right now. On to martini number two now, Charlie. And obviously, the big story here on the East Coast is also our bad martini, and that's the storm, the hurricane, what some people are calling a perfect storm. You've got the government shutdown, which in some cases is not necessarily a bad thing. But you do have transportation system shut down, airport shut down, commerce essentially shut down for the next 24-48 hours here on the East Coast. And obviously, we'll probably see a number of lives lost, unfortunately, given the severity of this system. Hopefully, folks are riding it out, but it's going to be destructive, and it's not going to be fun for those who are in its path.
No, this is always really new territory for me, obviously, being from England. You know, there's an old joke that says that the English love to talk about the weather, which we do, but we don't really have much of it. You know, you wake up every day in England and it's grey and perhaps slightly drizzly, and yet it forms so much of our national conversation. Whereas in America, where you have earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes and so on, it's perhaps less of a thing. It's fairly astonishing to me to watch the sheer power of this hurricane, especially being on the East Coast. I think Americans perhaps, how do I put it, have a slightly more entertaining way of covering the weather than the British do. We still have a stiff upper lip mentality when it comes to this sort of thing, and perhaps we're afforded that opportunity by not actually having much weather to be worried about. And it makes it quite difficult to tell whether this is going to be a big thing or not.
So not a lot of flashy, colorful graphics and loud sounders heading into the weather report over in the UK. I guess they save most of their excitement for whatever's happening with the Royals.
Perhaps, or maybe less what's happening with the Royals and more what's happening on X Factor or various reality television shows, are sad to say, nowadays. Unfortunately, this one does actually look as if it's the real deal. I think last year, just after I'd moved here, we had Hurricane Irene, which really turned out to be nothing at all. Of course, one can't begrudge the attempts to save lives by evacuation and so on. So I hope people haven't looked at Hurricane Irene and thought, well, that was nothing. This will be nothing, because this does look as if it's actually going to be a problem.
Yeah, this one's actually making landfall right in some of the most heavily populated areas of the East Coast. So Yeah, between Hurricane Irene and then the devastating rains from another tropical system last year. Then there was the derecho. I don't know if that got up to New York, but it certainly hit Washington. And now, of course, the hurricane. So it's been an interesting year weather-wise. And by interesting, I don't mean good. So,
no.
So on to martini number three now. Let's combine martinis number one and number two now. The president, of course, putting on his commander-in-chief hat, trying to stay on top of all the FEMA efforts, disaster area declaration sorts of things as this storm rolls in. He's canceled some campaign events. Mitt Romney has changed his schedule, and he'll be campaigning in different states. And kind of the issue that's lingering out there now is, should Mitt Romney just stop campaigning briefly as a result of this storm, so it doesn't look like he's callously indifferent to what the folks on the East Coast are going through, and as his opponent, who's also the president of the United States, takes some time off the campaign trail to deal with this. I don't know what your thoughts are, but it kind of reminds me a little bit in a different way of the 2008 campaign when John McCain, in the midst of the financial crisis, suggested everybody hop off the trail, and that made him look exceptionally weak. Seems to me that Romney has no choice but to stay on the trail, and if he has a way of contributing, perhaps, if there is some major damage, then he could do that. But doesn't seem to me that him stopping his job would necessarily be the smart move here.
No. Every time something happens, maybe a shooting or a hurricane, there's a certain contingent of the media and of the political class and perhaps of the citizenry at large that says we shouldn't politicize this. And I'm not quite sure what that means. The United States has held elections during a civil war, during a world war, during all sorts of troubles, and people have carried on campaigning and winning and losing elections. Now, Mitt Romney has an election to win. The question in my mind would be, well, what would he do if he stopped? People will probably say this is politicizing it, but I do think it's interesting that the president has decided that he must, rush back to the White House now, but he didn't after, say, the Benghazi incident. But nonetheless, let's leave that decision aside. I really see no reason whatsoever why this shouldn't be a political issue and why Mitt Romney shouldn't continue to campaign. There is an election on November 6th. There's not much that Mitt Romney can do about the hurricane bar the things he's already done. I think he's been giving his bus out to supply people and sending out advice and so on. I think, frankly, if somebody says he should have stopped, it's unbecoming. They don't really understand how the democratic system works. America does keep going, and so it should.
Well, we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. Certainly looks like he's moving his campaign to states that won't be affected by the storm, and that'll mean more first responders, of course, available for things other than security and motorcades for political events, and that'll certainly be a smart decision. He's got better.
Well, that's a good point, actually, in that, campaigning in Wisconsin and Iowa and Ohio at the moment is really not a problem. Were he to be running around the states which are currently being hit by the hurricane, that would perhaps be a bit of a problem, but he's not.
Shouldn't be an issue, and we'll see if the media tries to make it more of one than it already has. But Charles, stay dry, stay safe. We'll talk to you later.
Great, thank you. Bye-bye.
Charles Cook of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join Jim Garrity and I next time for the next edition of the Three Martini Lunch.